just a brief note about the Cumbie Center Conference that was held May 3rd, last Friday, the one about modern-day slavery, becoming chain breakers, a community end to modern-day slavery. It was an excellent conference. They really provided some outstanding information about human trafficking, sex trafficking, and it's their relationship to modern-day slavery and ways that we can combat it. So glad people were able to make that. It really was, again, very enlightening. Okay, so let's take a look as we get ready to close out the day. We'll start this look that we will continue at a later date about helping our children, our families too, individuals too, adult individuals, but also our children. I know that many of us truly, truly love our nation. We are appreciative of some of the beautiful nature scenes that we have across this country. And I'm thinking about certainly things like Yosemite Park, etc. But I'm even thinking about our smaller local parks that provide so much beauty for so many people. I'm thinking about our lakes, our rivers, our beaches, the oceans. I'm thinking about the mountains. I'm thinking about so much that provides so much to us, that does so much for us. I'm thinking about our farmlands, where so many crops, so much food is grown. Thinking about much, but certainly more than all of that, I'm thinking about the people. Yes, I'm definitely thinking about the houses, the automobiles. All of that is important. I'm thinking about the buses, the planes. But above all of that, I'm thinking about the people of America. And it is so good when we genuinely love the people of America. Of all ethnicities, both genders, all age groups, we just genuinely care about the people. And so when we genuinely care, there's no question that, you know, and again, also all social classes, all social classes, genuinely care about all social classes. My personal preference is to genuinely care about all social classes, the poor, middle class, the wealthy, care about all social classes. And that, you know, when that's the way we're moving through life, we really want to see everyone do well. We want to see every social class do well, morally, spiritually, physically, financially. And we have some senators who have come up with a proposal to really, really help, particularly our low and moderate income families and individuals. Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, whom again I'll just address as for short as the center, shares with us the Working Families Tax Relief Act. Beautiful news. According to an analysis of census data, they're saying that the proposal that these senators, Sherrod Brown, Michael Bennett, Richard Durbin, and Ron Wyden, have introduced as of April of this year, would substantially expand the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit, the EITC, and the CTC, earned income tax credit, and the child tax credit. And they're saying that based on the analysis of census data, this Working Families Tax Relief Act would improve the economic well-being of 46 million low and moderate income households. We're going to be taking a look at this. In fact, I plan to revisit this topic Thursday of this week and look at some of the details of it. It is something that just brings a smile to my heart and to my face as we look at the ways that they're talking about having sat down and come up with a plan, a proposal, proposed legislation to help these families. I'd like for us to do what we can to just take the time to take inventory and do what we can to make life better, to at least try to make life better for ourselves, but definitely for other people. To whom can we extend mercy? In whatever way we can extend it, or in whatever ways we can extend it. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's extend mercy. That is truly a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.